How to repair your credit. Your success in repairing your credit depends on your persistency in challenging accounts you feel are inaccurate, according to the credit repair industry. You also have the federal government on your side protecting you against credit bureau abuse and unfair descriptions of your credit rating. The federal law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, gives very specific procedures by which you can dispute any information in your credit report. Credit bureaus must follow the law or risk criminal prosecution for willfully ignoring your rights. This is what Section 611 of the Fair Credit Reporting Act says. If you question the accuracy of any entry in your credit profile, the credit bureau is required to reinvestigate and check out the information and within a reasonable period of time send you the results of their investigation. The law is not specific in defining a reasonable period of time, but to protect you, the law states the credit bureau must reinvestigate the information immediately unless there is some good reason for the delay, such as a breakdown of their computer system, or some other disaster that may directly affect their normal operations. The credit bureau has the right not to check out your dispute if they have reason to believe that your dispute is frivolous or irrelevant. The FCRA has advised credit bureaus not to use this clause as an excuse unless they are prepared to defend themselves in court. We will discuss how to avoid this problem later. If the information checks out to be an error or can no longer be verified, the credit bureau by law must promptly delete the information from its files. Expect and demand to receive a prompt response from the credit bureau. Allow about 15 to 35 days, depending on whether it is a local or out-of-town company, for them to get back with you with the results of their investigation. Be careful when disputing online. Credit bureaus may be adding a very sneaky clause. It is easy to do, and we've all done it. That is, check or mark that little box on a web page that says, "I have read and agree to the terms and conditions," without actually reading the terms and conditions. Experian understood such human behavior and threw in a sneaky clause. Essentially, it says if a consumer disputes an item online that is later verified, the consumer waives all rights to dispute that item ever again. Thus, if any creditor, with or without just cause, simply says, "Yes, Mr. Smith owes us money," then good old Mr. Smith is stuck and cannot dispute that item again. This is not legally enforceable. Web-based disputes look like a great time saver for both the consumers and the bureaus. But credit bureaus are resorting to dirty tactics. It is best to have a written paper trail of all disputes. This is a critical update. I suggest you send letters via registered mail for all future credit challenges and disputes. Now to the next steps.